You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. A recent study from the University of Otago shows that more than 20% of children in Aotearoa who have been infected by COVID-19 still suffer persistent ongoing symptoms. I spoke to Larissa Hockey from the Long COVID Kids organisation about long COVID effects and how it affects children and how they are specifically at risk.
What are the effects of long COVID and how do they affect children specifically?
Right, so long COVID has around 200 different symptoms, and particularly in children that will look like sore stomachs, fatigue, just lack of energy. Those are the most prominent things, aches and pains, headaches. And one of the key symptoms of long COVID is what we call post-exertional malaise, so that after doing some kind of activity, exercise, or it may even be emotional or social, people will feel worse. So a child might feel okay, they go out and play, and then they come back and they're feeling worse. And that's a key symptom for long COVID in adults and children.
And what has this recent study shown that previous studies haven't picked up on?
Well, this is the first time that the long-term impacts of COVID have been studied in children in New Zealand, and that's why it's really important. It shows that there are long-term effects in approximately 20% of children, and what we really need to do is continue to monitor this. We need to keep researching it to see if there's any change. Are the children who have shown that they are continuing to be unwell, are they improving or are they still unwell? Are there more children? So we do need to continue with the research.
Are there any particular demographics of children that are more at risk of long COVID's health effects, whether it's ones with underlying conditions or, let's say, children from lower socioeconomic backgrounds?
Right, so it does show that children who have got pre-existing conditions are more likely to have long-term effects from COVID, but that it's still a lot of children that have had no previous conditions are still showing that these effects can happen.
What do you think our public health sector should do to address these issues?
Oh, we definitely need to look at clean air for starters. Children are in classrooms where they've got, you know, 20 to 30 kids in there. Someone comes into school with COVID and it very easily spreads in that situation. So we need to be improving the air quality in our classrooms and our daycares. You know, little children, they're constantly picking up viruses and passing them on. So if we can try and reduce that, then that's really going to be very beneficial, because obviously you're not going to get long COVID if you don't get COVID in the first place.
And before we wrap up the interview, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Just that long COVID is making a huge impact in children's lives. You know, children are unable to play, socialise, go to school. You know, we've got children in our support group who haven't been to school for 2 or 3 years, and it's having a huge toll on them and their families who are supporting them. And so we need to avoid this growing. We need to reduce infections so that we don't have so many children continuing to get sick. And we need to invest in research, because at the moment there are no treatments.
That was Larissa Hockey on long COVID in children. We will be right back after a short break, so keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.